You should be standing on the sidewalk opposite 67 Mott Street. Long before the ground floor became Big Wong Restaurant, the regal cornice atop this 1890s building crowned a simple tenement, one of thousands that garnished these warehouses for immigrants. Such architectural flourishes were essential to marketing space then, like white teeth on a used car salesman. This building sits along a row of classic turn-of-the-century tenements. 65 Mott Street, next door, is the tallest building on this street at 7 stories. Mott Street was renamed in the late 1700s to honor a prominent local family of the same name, likely in particular businessman Joseph Mott, a butcher and tavern owner who provided support to the rebel forces in the American Revolution. The original inhabitants on this street were mainly Irish and German immigrants. Today, of course, it's mainly Chinese. Now cross over to stand in front of 67 Mott and look back across to the building at 62 Mott Street, another notable example of Chinese architectural features. This is home to the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association, the oldest community service organization of Chinatown, established in 1883. In the early history of this organization, it performed a quasi-governmental role for the Chinatown community and financially supported many Chinese residents who had goals to become a business owner, as well as providing them training. One of the shop fronts of this building is said to be the oldest Buddhist temple on the East Coast of the United States. It is part of Eastern States Buddhist Temples of America, which was founded in 1962. When you're ready to continue the tour, continue down Mott Street to Bayard. Turn left and go around to the other side of the block, to the police headquarters building at 19 Elizabeth Street.